Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to West Plains High School Gym. We've got boys basketball action for you this afternoon. West Plains is the boys taking on the Forsyth Panthers. The ball game brought to you by Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison. Negri Plumbing, Elizabeth Corey, and Smith Excavating. Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins, broker owner. Edgerlin and Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove. Toyota, A&A Quality Roofing, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer. The J&J Recovery and Towing. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic, Southern Bank, Parkway Beauty Academy, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC, Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls, and Missouri Wood Products Association. Your boosters for the ball game this afternoon, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains, and Thayer, Edward Jones, Mike Guffey of West Plains, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture of Thayer in West Plains, Richard Brothers Speed, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Ozark Awards Company, Silver Springs, Mission First Medical Walk-In Clinic, Suzanne and Seth Huddleston, Independent Insurance Solutions, and Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, broker owner in Thayer and Willow Springs. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. Zizzers coming in at 6-13 overall, 2-3 in the Ozark Conference. Forsyth comes in at 14-6 overall. They are a very good ball club. And their junior varsity, in the junior varsity game, Forsyth won it 64-44. It was closer than that until about 4 minutes to go in the game. And then Forsyth started hitting a bunch of threes, and West Plains went cold from the field and ended up with a 20-point Forsyth win in the junior varsity contest. And we are ready for varsity action right now. And we'll take a break, and we'll come back in 3 minutes. You'll have your... We'll talk some more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train. Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym as we're getting ready for Zizzer boys basketball action. The Forsyth Panthers are in town. They are coached by former West Plains Zizzer head boys coach Kevin Smith. Forsyth, 14-6 overall. And they'll be starting to Marcus Holmes, Drew Cohen, Tyler Strahan, Chris Halbrook, and Jarrett Walls. That'll be your five starters for Kevin Smith and the Forsyth Panthers. Now, the West Plains Zizzers are coming in at 6-13, 2-3 in the Ozark Conference, and had that big 30-point loss last night to Kickapoo, which was actually about 14 points in the fourth quarter, early in the fourth quarter, and then Kickapoo just went on a scoring rampage, and West Plains couldn't get anything to fall, and it ended up being a 30-point win at the end of the night. So the Zizzers looking to rebound here, see if they can pick up another win on the season. But it's going to be tough for these Forsyth Panthers, because if the varsity is anything like the JV for Forsyth, the Zizzers are going to have to get out on the perimeter, get a hand in the face, because Forsyth, the JV, was shooting the fire out of the three-pointers, folks, let me tell you. And plus, they were hustling on defense. They were hitting the boards on both ends of the floor. And the Zizzers are going to have to step up their game here if they want to get a victory over Forsyth here this afternoon at West Plains High School. It's the Forsyth Panthers. The West Plains Zizzer boys will take a break, and when we come back, we will have your starting lineups. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train. Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym, and apparently we are not going to have introductions of the starting lineups. So, looks like it's going to be Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Briggs Houston, and Grant Mahan in the starting lineup for Coach Mason Miller. And Briggs Houston gets the tip. We are underway. Tuma out top. And looks like that Forsyth is going to play a zone here, 2-3 zone. And Briggs Houston missed the alley-oop dunk there. Coming right down the lane, up and in is Strahan for Forsyth. Tuma gets it to Bridge Houston. Out top to Mahan. Now it's over to Kraft. Down the corner is Tuma for three on the baseline. In and out, no good. And Bridge Houston saves it. And now we've got a foul on West Plains. That's going to be Ethan Tuma picking up his first team foul. Bridge Houston went sky high for that alley-oop slam dunk. And he had the ball, just couldn't get it to go down. So Forsyth takes it the other way, scores on the layup, and they have a 2-0 lead. First minute of the ball game. With the basketball is Hallbricks on the right side. Back up top to Cohen. Cohen in the lane. Offensive foul on Cohen as he'll knock Grant Mahan down. That'll be the first foul on Cohen. First team foul on Forsyth. Tuma will bring it up the floor. Gives it to Kraft. Back to Tuma on the left side. Down the corner is Mahan. Tried to get it into Bridge Houston, and it was knocked away. And now it's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Forsyth. 6:39 to go here in the first quarter. 2-0. Panthers with the lead. They'll throw the ball in on the baseline. That's Hallbrook with it. And he'll give it up to Strahan. Strahan to Holmes. Missed on the layup. And underneath, back up and in that time, is Walls for the easy basket underneath. It's 4-0, Forsyth. Long with the basketball. Kicks it out to Kraft, who will fire the three up top. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes right down the lane and scores on the layup. 4-2, Forsyth with the lead here. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Holmes with the basketball. Gives it up to Cohen. Cohen on the left side. Back up top to Holmes. Back to Cohen on the left side. He'll give it up. Back up to Holmes. Now they try to go inside. And we're going to have a foul on West Plains. Strahan will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That one's going to be on Long. That'll be his first, second team foul on the Zizzers. And Strahan for Forsyth at the free throw line to shoot two. And he missed the first one. Second free throw coming up for Strahan. And he missed that one. Rebound comes down to Hallbrook of Forsyth. Holmes with it. He'll go in the lane, kicks it back down outside to Hallbrook, and he travels with the basketball. Coming into the ball game now will be Maloney and Jenkins for Forsyth. Zizzers have the basketball. Panthers lead it 4-2, 5:39 to go first quarter. Tuma on the right side to Long. Down in the corner now, Mahan will put up the shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Forsyth, and Holmes will push it up the floor. Holmes trying to get in the lane, spins and scores. 6-2, Forsyth with the lead. Kraft with the basketball. In the corner is Long. They'll go now to Mahan underneath, and that'll be Briggs Houston on the easy basket underneath the goal. It's 6-4, Forsyth. Holmes coming down the lane. He traveled with the basketball. And it's another turnover on Forsyth. Zizzers with the basketball. And the Zizzers trail by two. Long on the right wing. Houston back up top to Kraft. Now they go to Mahan. Round Bridge Houston. He'll kick it out to Long, who'll fire a three from the wing. It's in and out, no good. And Long comes up with a loose basketball and puts it in. Long with his first points of the ball game. We're tied up at 6 with 4.5 to go first quarter. And it's Maloney with the basketball. They'll give it back to Holmes. Holmes trying to get in the lane. He does. Puts a shot up, no good. And Long with the rebound. Here comes Tuma up the floor. He'll give it to Mahan. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. Grant Mahan, who got the start, has his first points of the ball game. The visitors have their first lead of the ball game at 8-6. Holmes out top. And they'll give it up to Cohen. Now they'll go over, driving the baseline, and that's going to go off the back of the backboard, out of bounds, Forsyth. And the Zizzers will get the basketball. Holmes is going to take a breather. Strahan back in. Here comes Walls back in. And Cohen will get a breather for Forsyth. Zizzers with a two-point lead in the basketball. 3:55 to go first quarter. Tumler across the timeline. That's Kraft. Kraft back over to Tuma out top. And they'll go right side in the corner to Long. Kraft trying to get to the basket, and he scores. Jared Kraft kisses it off the backboard. The Zizzers have a four-point lead. And Forsyth with the basketball now. Almost travel, but wasn't. Cohen with the basketball. Gives it up to Strahan. Free throw line, Strahan picks up his dribble. And he'll get it over to Maloney. Maloney will reset the offense, gives it up to Strahan up top. Zizzers playing Forsyth turns it over. Jared Kraft picks up the loose basketball. Mahan in the corner, back to Kraft on the right wing for three. It's no good. And Long comes away with the basketball on the baseline. Jumper is good. Josiah Long with four in the ball game. The Zizzers have a six-point lead now. And now we're going to have a foul. That one's going to go against Long, and that's going to be Long's second foul of the ball game, third team foul on the Zizzers. Long will have a seat. Grant Mahan will have a seat. Coming in will be Clayton Robbins and Luke Von Allman for the Zizzers. Forsyth with the basketball, and that's Strahan to throw it in. Gives it to Cohen. Cohen up top. Back in is Holmes for Forsyth. And they go back door wide open underneath, and that is Maloney, his first point of the ball game. Zizzers lost track of Maloney, got behind the defense, wide open. Tuma for three out of the corner is good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. With the basketball, shot up, no good that time. And they're fighting for it down on the baseline, jump ball. And it's going to go to Forsyth. 2:18 to go first quarter. The Zizzers have a 15-8 lead. And Holmes will throw it in. He'll come up top to Maloney. Maloney with it. Back to Holmes. Holmes, he'll come down the lane. And basically uncontested was Holmes. Scores the easy basket. The Zizzers are going to have to do a better job of defense in the lane. Von Allman tried to get it to Houston. It's knocked away and stolen by Forsyth. Maloney up top. And he'll give it up to Cohen. Cohen gives it to Strahan on the right wing. Strahan will walk it up top. Zizzers lead it by five. 1:40 to go first quarter. And Briggs Houston on the steal. And this time he does. Briggs Houston on the one-handed jam. You could see that one was coming. Zizzers up 17-10 here. 1:23 to go in the first quarter, and there's a long three-pointer from Strahan on the left wing. 4 points, Zizzer lead, 1:15 to go first quarter. Kraft with the basketball. Von Allman will shoot it, and he shoots an air ball. Here comes Holmes the other way, down in the corner. And getting inside, but then kicks it back out to Holmes, who will fire a three. It's no good. And it's rebounded by Forsyth. And they're going to score Cohen on the easy basket inside. And the Zizzer lead is down to two with 46 seconds to go in the first quarter. Robbins with the basketball on the left side. Puts up a three, no good. Holmes with the rebound. And Forsyth is trying to run every chance they get. Holmes in the lane, shot up, no good. And Von Allman's going to come away with the basketball. Von Allman on the layup is good. Vaughn Allman with his first points of the ball game. 20 seconds to go first quarter. Zizzer's up by four. Looks like Forsythe's going to go for the last shot here. Strahan up top, down to 8 seconds to go in first quarter action. They'll go right side. Long three from the wing is no good. And shot back up is no good. Zizzer's lead at 19-15 at the end of one. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train. Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Zizzers will get the ball to start the second quarter. Zizzers lead it 19-15 over Forsythe. Tuma with the basketball up top. Robbins now on the left side. Back to Tuma up top. They'll go Kraft on the right side. Tuma up top. Now Robbins cross court to Kraft. Bridge Houston up top. Gives it back to Kraft. Now it's Tuma. Tuma up top to Kraft. Robbins up top. They'll go to Tuma down in the right corner. He'll pass it back to Robbins up top. Jacob Moore in the ball game, and Tuma missed the shot on the baseline. And here comes Forsythe. It'll be Strahan with the basketball. Gives it up to Holmes up top. On the left wing, into the ball game is Jenkins. Strahan with it. Holmes with it on the right side. And Holmes travel with the basketball. Zizzers with a four-point lead, 7:04 to go in the first half. Zizzers have the basketball. Kraft will bring it up. He'll walk it across the timeline, gives it to Tuma. Moore over to Robin, back over to Tuma. He'll fire up a three from the wing, and that one's good. Ethan Tuma with his second Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers back up by seven. Holmes almost traveled, but didn't. And Hallbrook with it now. Up top, that'll be Jenkins. Jenkins, give it back to Hallbrook. Hallbrook over to Cohen now. Cohen up top. Jenkins back up top. Now they give it to Strahan. Holmes on the right wing for three, and it's good. Holmes has 7 points to lead Forsythe. And now Forsythe picking up full court, man-to-man. Tuma with the basketball. And Holmes steals it away. And now Forsythe in the lane. Almost a travel there. Holmes on the right wing. He'll fire up another three. He missed that one. And inside, Forsythe with the rebound. Another three is no good. Tuma gets the ball, and he's going to get fouled finally. See who they call the foul on. I think it's on Jenkins, and it is. That'll be his first. First team foul, second quarter. 4-4 side, 5:49 to go here in the first half. Zizzers up by four, 22-18. And Forsythe now with the full court pressure. Robbins gives it to Tuma. Tuma over to Kraft. Kraft up, gets it to Moore. Moore now back to Kraft. Tuma in the corner to Briggs Houston. Back up top to Tuma. It's going to be Moore at the free throw line. Goes inside to Briggs Houston. Now Tuma from the left wing and missed that one. But it's Clayton Robbins with the rebound and puts it in. Clayton Robbins with his first points of the ball game. Zizzers lead by six with 5:17 to go here in the first quarter. Three-pointer is going to be good from Maloney. And it's back to a three-point lead. Clayton Robbins on the layup. He's going to get fouled. Clayton Robbins will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to go against Walls. That'll be his first. Second team foul on Forsythe. Clayton Robbins to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. And he makes the first one. Robbins with 3 points in the ball game. Robbins' second free throw is coming up. no good. Going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to Forsyth on the rebound. And now the Zizzers setting up in a 2-2-1 three-quarter court pressure now. The officials are going to talk about it, and they're going to change it. They're giving it to the Zizzers. I thought that went off of the couple of Forsyth Panthers' hands, but Tuma to throw it in on the baseline. Gives it to Kraft. Back to Tuma. He'll fire another three out of the corner, and it is no good. And here comes Forsyth with the basketball. And that shot is good by Holbrook. That'll be his first point for the ball game. And now it's a two-point Zizzer lead, 25-23. Moore down on the baseline, up top to Kraft. Kraft back over to Houston on the left wing, and he missed the three. Rebound comes down to Forsyth, and bringing it up will be Maloney. Maloney up top, and he'll give it up. Back to Maloney now. Now it's Strahan with the basketball up top. And at the free throw line in the lane, they'll kick it out. The three-pointer is going to be no good. Clayton Robbins with the rebound for the Zizzers. 4:12 to go here in the first half. And it's 25-23, Zizzers with the lead. Robbins fires the three from the wing, and it's good on the right side. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Timeout call, 28-23. Zizzers with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train. Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Zizzers lead the Forsyth Panthers, 28-23, with 4:02 to go here in the first half. Forsyth with the basketball. Holmes with it. And he'll get it across the timeline to Strahan on the left side. Holmes up top. They'll give it back now to Strahan. He'll come up top. And now it goes right side. That's Jenkins in the ball game. Strahan with it. Jenkins up top. And they'll go down underneath. Holmes, and he missed the shot. And the Zizzers run down the rebound. It'll be Jared Kraft. Tuma brings it across the timeline, gives it to Kraft. They'll go over to the left wing. Kraft's going to put up the three from the wing. It's no good. Clayton Robbins with the rebound. I believe he got a foul on Forsyth on the rebound. And I believe that one is going to be Holmes. That's his first. That is the third team foul. Moore is going to come out of the ball game. Grant Mahan back in for the Zizzers. Tuma gives it back to Kraft. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. Jared Kraft with six in the ball game. Zizzers lead it by seven. 3 minutes to go first half. Holmes with it for Forsyth. Holmes up top, right side now, over to Strahan. Now they'll give it up to Maloney. And at the free throw line, looks like Cohen with it. And it's stolen away. Here comes Clayton Robbins, and he missed the layup, but they're going to have a foul on Forsyth. Robbins will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is going to be on Maloney. That's his first. That's the fourth team foul, so the next foul on Forsyth, and the Zizzers can shoot free throws for the rest of the half. Clayton Robbins shooting two for the Zizzers. He makes the first one. Clayton Robbins with 7 points in the ball game. Currently the leading scorer for the Zizzers. Second free throw coming up. And it's good. The Zizzers have opened up a 9-point lead now with 2:48 to go in the first half. And now there's a foul on Robbins. Blocking foul, his first team foul of the quarter for the Zizzers. Robbins will come out. Josiah Long will come back in. Long's got two fouls, so he needs to be careful. Holmes with the basketball for Forsyth. 2:40 to go here in the first half. Zizzers up 32-23. Holmes on the right side, down the lane. Missed the layup, and a blocking foul going to be called on the Zizzers. I believe that one's Briggs Houston. Yep. That'll be the first on Briggs, second team foul on the Zizzers, and Holmes will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Forsyth. He makes the first one. Holmes with 8 points for Forsyth here in the first half. He's leading Forsyth in scoring. Second free throw from Holmes is good. 32-25, Zizzers with the lead. 2.5 to go here in the first half. Kraft on the right wing. In the corner is Long. Back to Kraft. They'll come over to Tuma. Tuma in the lane. Kicks it out to Long. Back to Kraft. Now in the corner is Houston. He'll dribble. Back up top to Tuma. Left side on the baseline is Kraft. Tuma up top for the three. It is no good. Kraft is going to put it back up. He missed the shot, but he's fouled. Jared Kraft going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that one's going to be Strahan's first foul. And that's the fifth foul on Forsyth. So the Zizzers get to shoot free throws the rest of the half if Forsyth commits a foul. And Jared Kraft hits the first free throw. Kraft now with 7 in the ball game. Von Allman's going to come in, and Long is going to come out for the Zizzers. They don't want Long to pick up that third foul. And Kraft hits the free throw. Kraft's got 8 for the Zizzers. They're up by 9 once again. 2 minutes to go first half. Holmes, he'll kick it out. Long 3 from the wing is no good. And Tuma, the shortest guy on the court, comes out of the pack with a basketball. Up ahead, Mahan with it. He'll bring it back to Tuma. Kraft with it now. He'll pull up the free throw line, and that's going to be... And they're going to say it's Zizzer basketball on the baseline. So now, Tuma will throw it in. Von Allman will put it up, hits the rim, gets his own rebound, goes to the basket, gets his own rebound again, goes out to Kraft. Now Houston, Mahan with it on the right side. Grant Mahan kicks it out to Tuma. Now Kraft with it. He's going to fire the three, and it's good. Jared Kraft with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. The Zizzers have their biggest lead of the ball game at 12. A minute 20 to go here in the first half. Cohen with the basketball. Now it's Holmes out top on the right side. Now up top, it'll be Walls. They go back door, and Holbrook got behind the defense, scores the easy basket. Kraft gives it to Houston. Now it's going to be Mahan. And they're going to say he traveled with the basketball. So a turnover on the Zizzers. 1 minute to go in the first half. It's a 10-point Zizzer lead. Holmes will bring it up for Forsyth. Holmes on the right side in the corner now. Gives it up to Strahan. Now Holmes on the right wing. Holmes trying to get in the lane. And Holbrook gets an easy basket. He's got 6, and it's back to an 8-point lead for the Zizzers. Tuma with it, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Tuma out top. Kraft, they're playing catch. Zizzers must be looking for an easy basket, easy wide-open basket, or the last shot here. Mahan in the right corner, up top to Tuma. Von Allman, now Kraft in the left wing. It's good for 3. Jared Kraft in the left corner on the baseline. And now Forsyth shoots, missed the shot. And that's the end of the first half of play. West Plains Zizzers lead Forsyth 40-29. We'll take a break, and we'll come back. 100.9 The Train. West Plains High School gym. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. And here at the half, the Zizzers lead 40-29 over the Forsyth Panthers. For the Zizzers, leading the way here in the first half is Jared Kraft with 14 points, 8 points for Clayton Robbins, 6 for Ethan Tuma, 4 for Josiah Long, Briggs Houston with 4, Grant Mahan has 2, and Luke Von Allman has 2. And the only Zizzer with more than one foul is Josiah Long. He's got 2 fouls in the ball game. for Forsyth. They're being led by Holmes with 9 points, 6 for Hallbrook, 5 points for Maloney, 2 for Cohen, Strahan has 5, and 2 for Walls, and nobody in foul trouble for Forsyth. Zizzers led it 19-15 at the end of one, and they lead it here 40-29. They've been up by as many as 12 points here in the second quarter, but they lead it by 11 here at the half, 40-29. Zizzers have hit 5 3-pointers in the first half, and Forsyth has hit 3 3-pointers in the first half. Zizzers, let's see, next action coming up Monday night. The West Plains Lady Zizzers will be traveling to Waynesville. I believe that one's going to be a JV and varsity game only, starting a JV starting at 5:30. We'll have that varsity game for you Monday night from Waynesville. And then the West Plains Zizzer Boys will be right back here at the high school gym in West Plains on Tuesday night. They will host the Waynesville Tigers right here for freshman JV and varsity action starting at 4:30. And we'll have that varsity game for you right here on the radio. So that's the next action that is coming up for the West Plains Lady Zizzers and the West Plains Zizzers. But here at the half, the Zizzer Boys lead at 40-29 over the Forsyth Panthers at the half. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter for you. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
This message brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Medicare and insurance companies have deductibles that have to be met at this time every year. This means charges they normally pay for may be passed on to the patient for payment. Should you receive charges for services normally covered by insurance, it's probably due to this annual deductible. If you have questions regarding this process or any other billing inquiries, please call Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing staff, where they are focused on your health.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their 4 highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Extreme temperatures take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking it to Dom's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, and tires checked, and a whole lot more. If you need tires, Dom's has rebates up to $200 on select sets. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Dom's Auto Service.
Roofing. New roofs, no mess. Make sure your roof is ready to handle the winter weather by calling A&A Quality Roofing for a roof inspection and to talk about gutter guards. Preventative service helps ensure you get peak performance and longevity of your roof. A&A takes great pride in their work, which is reflected in their results and 5-star customer approval rating. For roofs, siding, seamless gutters, and spray foam insulation, call A&A Quality Roofing 256-0755.
In our town, little things mean a lot more, and at Southern Bank, we get it. It's knowing your name whenever you walk in the door and cheering together for the same team on Friday night. It's helping neighbors from behind the desk and at the local food pantry. It all adds up to a bank that sticks with you and our community for the long term. We're Southern Bank and we're rooted here, right where you need us. Visit us at one of our branches or online at bankwithsouthern.com. Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And starting off the third quarter, an offensive foul on Drew Cohen of Forsyth. That's the first team foul here in the third quarter. Zizzers with 11-point lead, and Zizzers with the original starting lineup on the floor. Kraft, Tuma, Houston, Long, and Grant Mahan. Briggs Houston on the right side on the baseline. Tries to get it to Long, back up top to Kraft. Kraft trying to drive, gets to the basket, misses it. Briggs Houston on the boards, he missed that one. Kraft runs down the ball, gets Tuma with it. Now Long will fire, and it's in and out, no good. And now we've got a foul on the Zizzers. And this one is going to be on Grant Mahan. That'll be Grant's first foul. So Forsyth will bring it up the floor. Holmes with the basketball. Holmes gives it up to Holbrook. Up top to Cohen now. Strahan. Holmes on the baseline. Three-pointer is no good. And the rebound comes down to Tuma. Tuma gives it Long, back to Tuma. Here come the Zizzers up the floor across the timeline. Kraft with it up top. Mahan with it now. Grant. And they're going to say it's out of bounds on the Zizzers. Grant was saying he got hit on the arm, which caused the pass to go high and out of bounds. And now officials are going to talk about it and see here. And they're going to keep it with Forsyth. Holmes with the basketball. Zizzers have gone to a man-to-man defense. Looks like Holmes may have carried the ball right there. Maybe not. Kraft got his hands on it, almost stole it. Goes back to Halbrook. And Halbrook with it. He'll try the long three. It's good. Halbrook now with 9 points in the ball game. It's an 8-point lead. Mahan on the right side. Gets inside to Briggs Houston. Gives it to Tuma for the three. Ethan Tuma, that is his third Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. In the ball game, Zizzers up by 11. Here's Holmes once again, gets underneath an easy basket. Holmes with 11 points in the ball game to lead Forsyth. Long down the corner is Mahan. Gives it to Houston, back to Mahan. Long's going to fire a three. It's no good. And Briggs Houston with the rebound. Briggs up top to Kraft. Kraft coming down the lane, and he misses on the layup. Holbrook coming the other way. Gives it up to Holbrook, and he missed it. Holmes with the rebound. And Tuma almost had it. And now Holmes will fire from the baseline. Good for three. Holmes. He's got 14 in the ball game, and it's now a 7-point Zizzer lead as the Zizzers have not been able to make shots in the lane, and they've been missing three-pointers. Briggs Houston gives it to Mahan. He's going to get fouled. That one's going to go against Forsyth. That'll be their second team foul here in the third quarter. And the foul couldn't tell. It's going to go against Holbrook. That'll be his first. Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. Tuma to throw it in. And Kraft on the baseline for three is good. Jared Kraft with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. He's got 17 in the ball game, and it's a 10-point lead. Not anymore because Holbrook makes the jumper on the baseline. It's an 8-point Zizzer lead. Briggs Houston with the basketball up top to Kraft, around to Tuma. Now long out of the corner is no good. Briggs Houston fighting for the rebound and comes up with it. He'll get it back on the baseline. And there's a foul. That foul is going to go against Cohen. That'll be his third on the Forsyth, third team foul. And Zizzers will throw it in. Tuma gives it to Long on the baseline. Now Houston up top to Kraft. Right side to Tuma in the corner. Long going to drive. And there was contact, and he missed everything. And here comes Holbrook the other way. Holbrook down on the baseline, the right side. And Long's going to get called for the foul. That'll be his third. Second team foul on the Zizzers. 4:08 to go, third quarter. And the Zizzers lead it by 8, 46-38. Clayton Robbins, Jacob Moore coming in. Long and Mahan are going to come out for the Zizzers. And it'll be Holmes to throw it in on the baseline for Forsyth. And that one is an air ball. Moore with the rebound. Robbins will bring it up, gets it to Kraft on the right side. And now Robbins will fire the three. That one's an air ball. And it'll be Forsyth basketball. And Zizzers need to quit settling for three-point shots and drive the ball to the basket. Make Forsyth foul them, and Zizzers can go to the free throw line. Strahan gives it up to Jenkins. Out top to Strahan. On the right side, that would be Halbrook. Now they go up top to Cohen. Maloney. Maloney fires the three, and it is no good. Rebound underneath by Forsyth. That's Strahan. He'll get it back out, and now they'll give it up to Maloney. Up top, that'll be Holbrook. And that's going to go off of Tuma's leg out of bounds. It'll be Forsyth ball on the baseline. 8-point Zizzer lead with 3:13 to go third quarter, and Forsyth will inbound. Maloney with it, and now we've got a foul. And that one's going to go against Jacob Moore. That'll be his first, third team foul on the Zizzers. And they go inside, missed the shot. Robbins with the rebound for the Zizzers. Tuma gets it up to Kraft. Now they go to Moore. Moore up top to Tuma. Kraft on the left wing. Houston back to Tuma. Now Briggs Houston. Kraft will fire the three from the wing. It's good. Jared Kraft with another Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. The Zizzers up by 11. With the basketball is Holbrook. He'll go up top to Maloney. Now they give it up to Jenkins. Jenkins on the left wing will fire the three off the backboard. He didn't call glass. That shouldn't count. He hits the three, and it's back to an 8-point Zizzer lead. Tuma's going to fire a three from the wing. In and out, no good. Picked up by Clayton Robbins, and he'll put it up and in. Clayton Robbins with 10 points in the ball game. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 10-point Zizzer lead. And Forsyth with the basketball, Holbrook, and he'll give it up to Strahan on the right wing. Back to Holbrook. Holbrook, free throw line, shot up, no good. Briggs Houston with the rebound. Kraft gives it to Tuma. Tuma gets it to Clayton Robbins underneath, missed the shot. Battling for the rebound, it's on the floor, Now we got a jump ball, and it's going to be Zither basketball. Clayton Robbins missing a shot right under the basket. And now Forsyth, three new players in and three to the bench. Zizzers will inbound the basketball on the baseline as soon as they can. Ethan Miller into the ball game now for the Zizzers. Miller to throw it in. He'll give it to Robbins. Robbins back to Kraft. Kraft up top. Kicks it over to Moore. Moore goes down to Briggs Houston. Briggs Houston is pushed. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul will go on Walls. That's his second. 14 foul. So one more foul on Forsyth. The Zizzers get to shoot free throws. Briggs Houston at the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. He makes the first one. So Briggs now with 5 points in the ball game. But, folks, he's been doing more. He's been crashing those boards, and he's been getting double-teamed in there as well from Forsyth. He makes the second free throw. Here comes Holmes back in the ball game. Holmes down the lane and scores. He did a lot of hop, stepping, and jumping there. It could have been a travel, but it wasn't called. Kraft misses the layup. And now Ethan Miller will fire for three. It's in and out, no good. And Kraft with the rebound. Clayton Robbins gets it. Moore now in the left corner. He'll try to go inside to Robbins. Robbins gives it up to Moore, who missed an easy shot underneath. And I tell you what, and Moore steals the basketball. He'll give it up to Kraft. He'll shoot the jumper, and he missed it. Zizzers are missing easy baskets. Right under the basket, within 4 or 5 feet. Holmes, and that's an offensive foul on Holmes. There was contact. And they'll call it on Holmes, and that'll be the fifth team foul on Forsyth. Tuma's going to come back in, and Miller is going to come out for the Zizzers. 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers up by 10. Tuma will bring it across the timeline, down to 30 seconds now in the third quarter. Zizzers pulling it out, going to run time off the clock. Kraft back to Tuma. Tuma up top, back to Kraft. 14 seconds, Kraft is headed for the basket, and he got hit, no foul call. Coming the other way, there was a travel no call. And the putback is good by Walls. And at the end of three, it's 53-45. Zizzers with the lead. We are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for this?
Attention Zizzer fan, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Eagles Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play here, Zizzers lead at 53-45 over Forsyth. And Zizzers shooting three-pointers. They've made 8 three-pointers here in the ball game. And Forsyth has now made six threes in the ball game. Zizzers have missed a lot of shots within 3-4 feet of the basket, folks. And Forsyth will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Can the Zizzers hold on and win one here on their home floor? Forsyth with it. It's Cohen. Going out top, gives it to Holmes. You know where Holmes is going inside. And that's going to be a blocking foul on Moore. And they're going to count the basket, I believe. Yep, they are. And that's going to go against Moore. And that'll be his second. And Holmes has 18 points in the ball game to lead Forsyth. Holbrook's got 11. And a free throw is good. So 19 now for Holmes. Long will come in. Moore will come out. And all of a sudden, it's down to a five-point lead for West Plains. They led by 12 at one time. Now it's down to five. Up the floor across the timeline, Long with the basketball. Gives it to Kraft. Kraft has got 20 points in the ball game. Tuma, and there's going to be a foul. That one is going against Maloney. That's his second first-team foul on Forsyth. And Zizzers will inbound on the side. Kraft to throw it in. Gives it to Tuma. And Briggs Houston gets the ball back, goes straight to the basket, and scores on the easy lay-in. Houston's got eight in the ball game. Another three-pointer, no good, and Long with the rebound. For the Zizzers, here comes Tuma up the floor. Clayton Robbins with it. He'll give it to Long inside the lane. Long scores on the easy jumper. 6 points for Long. It's now a 9-point Zizzer lead. Holmes with it. Holmes trying to get to the basket. Gets cut off by Robbins. Now it's going to be Cohen. Cohen gets cut off by Houston. Now they'll give it to Holmes. Holmes is coming down the lane. Shot up, blocked by Long. Here comes the Zizzers, and Briggs Houston misses the lay-in. He got hit on the hand, no call, and here comes Forsyth pushing the basketball. Holmes will shoot the three on the baseline. It's no good. Rebound underneath is no good once again, and finally, on the second putback, Holbrook puts it in for 13 points. 7-point Zizzer lead, 6:15 to go in the ball game. Briggs Houston with it. Tuma gives it to Long. Back to Houston on the right side. Tuma up top. Kraft with it now. Briggs Houston at the free throw line. Tuma with it on the right side. Back to Briggs Houston. Down the corner is Robbins for three. It is no good. And there's a foul on Clayton Robbins. That'll be his second. Second team foul on the Zizzers. Holmes is going to come out, and Walls is going to come out for Forsyth. Forsyth with the basketball, straight hand to bring it up. Zizzers up by 7 with 5:45 to go in the ball game. Jenkins with it up top, gives it up to Maloney. Maloney. And there's a late whistle and a foul on Kraft. Boy, they waited a little while before they called that one. That's the first foul on Kraft. Third team foul on the Zizzers. And at the free throw line is Strahan for Forsyth to shoot two. And Forsyth, a very good free throw shooting ball club. That's the sixth for Strahan as he makes the first free throw. Second one coming up. And he missed that one. Briggs Houston with the rebound. 6-point lead for the Zizzers. Tuma with the basketball. Houston on the left side. Up top to Robbins. Robbins on the left side now. Gives it to Tuma. Tuma trying to drive up top to Houston now. Right side to Tuma. Tuma, a lot of contact there, no call. Long inside. Shot up, would not fall. And Robbins had to put it up. Off balance as he was falling down, didn't come anywhere near going in. And here comes a missed shot, but a rebound by Holbrook. Going to go out of bounds. No, it's going to be a foul on the Zizzers. That'll be the fourth team foul. That's the third on Clayton Robbins. One more, and Forsyth gets to shoot free throws rest of the ball game, and we've still got 5 minutes to go in this ball game. Three-pointer out of the corner is no good. Robbins with the rebound, he's going to get fouled. So I need to figure out that one's going to go against Jenkins, his second team foul. So coming out will be Strahan, and Holmes comes back in for Forsyth. Full court, man-to-man now by Forsyth. Long will bring it up, gets it across the timeline, gives it to Houston. Houston to Kraft up top. Left side to Long. Long down in the post is Briggs. Houston, it did not fall, but he gets the rebound and puts it back in. No, Clayton Robbins put it in. And that's going to be the fourth foul now on Drew Cohen. So Clayton Robbins with the basket, he'll shoot one and he makes the free throw. Robbins has 13. And the Zizzers lead it by 9, 4.5 to go in the ball game back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our tractor lineup, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Forsyth will inbound the basketball. Zizzers are picking up full court, some pressure here. Or they're showing now they're backing away from it. Zizzers in a man-to-man. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead it 60-51. Holbrook gives it up to Jenkins. Jenkins will get it back out. Holmes now, he'll head inside the lane. They'll go underneath the walls, and it's going to be blocked by Briggs Houston. Robbins with the basketball for the Zizzers, gives it up to Kraft. Forsyth trying to pressure the ball a little bit more. Kraft with it up top. In the corner, Tuma on the right side, up top to Long. And they'll go to Clayton Robbins. Robbins is going to score underneath. Clayton Robbins with 15. The Zizzers lead by 11 with 3:45 to go in the ball game. Holmes up top. That'll be Jenkins. Now Holmes with it again. Trying to get inside. Shot up. No good. And crashing the board, Tuma comes out of the pack with a basketball. Kraft gets it up to Long. And now Kraft with it. Coming down the lane. Missed the layup. And Walls with the rebound for Forsyth. The Zizzers are leaving a lot of layups. They're missing a lot here. Jenkins is going to fire a three. It's no good. The rebound comes down to Long. Long will give it to Houston. He will give it to Kraft. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the ball game. The Zizzers up by 11. Can they hold on and win their seventh game of the season? Long will fire from long distance. No good. Tuma with the rebound. Inside is Briggs Houston. And Briggs Houston now with 10 points in the ball game. Zizzers up by 13. Holmes with the basketball across the timeline. Up top is Strahan. Strahan. He'll give it to Holmes. Holmes at the free throw line. Back out to Holbrook. And now timeout is called by Forsyth. 2:29 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 64-51. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. And the West Plains Scissor Boys lead Forsyth 64-51. Forsyth with the basketball. Scissors are in a man-to-man. Long three that time is no good. Briggs Houston with the rebound. Here comes Long. Long's going to go to the basket and scores. Josiah Long now with 8 points in the ball game. It's a 15-point lead for the Zizzers. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. The Zizzers with their biggest lead of the ball game at 15. Here comes Hallbert down the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Clayton Robbins. Tuma with it up the floor. Briggs Houston, he'll send it over to Long. Back over to Robbins. Tuma up top. Long underneath, missed the shot. He's going to get fouled. That'll be the fourth team foul on Forsyth. Third foul on Walls. And Josiah Long will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Minute 43 to go in the ball game. Long's going to make the first free throw. Long now with 9 points in the ball game. Second free throw is coming up. And he missed it. Hallbrook with the rebound for Forsyth. It's a 16-point lead for the Zizzers. And now a foul is going to be called on the Zizzers. And that'll be team foul number 5. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Clayton Robbins. And so Hallbrook's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. For Forsyth. Minute 38 to go in the ball game. And he missed the free throw. And now, Coach Smith has gone with four more players. And Coach Miller is going to put in the second string now. So Grant Mahan, Jacob Moore, Aiden Judd, Luke Von Allman, and Ethan Miller in the ball game for the Zizzers. And the free throw is missed. Moore with the rebound. Grant Mahan with the basketball. He'll go right down the lane, score on the layup. And now Hallbrook's going to come out. And Comer will come in for Forsyth. Minute and a half to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 18 points, their biggest lead of the ball game. Comer with the basketball. And he'll give it up to Wyman. Wyman. And we've got a new player in, number 4. Have no idea who that is. He's not on the roster here. Aiden Judd with the steal. And Mahan up the floor gets it to Von Allman. Von Allman in the corner to Jake Moore on the left side. Cross court to Ethan Miller. Down the right corner is Von Allman. They'll go to Mahan. Mahan on the baseline. Kicks it out. Judd. Passes it up. Miller back over to Moore. 45 seconds now. Inside to Mahan on the post. He'll turn around. Jumper no good. Moore there. He missed the shot. And the rebound comes down to Forsyth. 35 seconds to go in the ball game. Zizzer is going to go to 7-13 on the season. And there's a three-pointer. And we have no idea who that player is. He's not on the roster. Zizzer's with it, 20 seconds to go. Mahan holding the basketball. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer ball underneath for 14 seconds. Zizzer's going to win their seventh game of the season. Last year they won six games all season long, so they've already done a little bit better than last year and still got some games to go. Mahan with it, 10 seconds. Zizzer's just going to hold it out. And this one is done, folks. West Plains Zizzers are going to win it 69-54 over the Forsyth Panthers.